Tea time in Germany is considered time for Kaffee und Kuchen, coffee and cake. Kaffee und Kuchen. Although some places will have a Teestunde, a tea hour. But if you're invited to tea in Germany, you will hear something different.
Wollen Sie zum Kaffeetrinken vorbeikommen?
Wollen Sie vorbeikommen? Would you like to come by, vorbeikommen, zum Kaffeetrinken, to drink a cup of coffee? Now, a snack is a little something, eine Kleinigkeit. So how would you invite someone saying, would you like to come by and have a snack with me? First, would you like to come by?
Wollen Sie vorbeikommen?
Wollen Sie vorbeikommen? And have a snack with me? In German, you'd say, and eat a snack with me.
Und eine Kleinigkeit mit mir essen?
Und eine Kleinigkeit mit mir essen? Prima, great. Wollen Sie vorbeikommen und eine Kleinigkeit mit mir essen? When someone asks you this, do say, ja gerne, yes gladly, very quickly. Let's move on to more Ehrenverbs. How would you say to transport?
Transportieren.
Of course, transportieren. And to import?
Importieren.
Natürlich, naturally, of course. Importieren. Sehr gut. And to export?
Exportieren.
Natürlich, exportieren. How about to produce? Just be careful here, because the C will change to a ts sound and is in fact spelt with a Z.
Produzieren.
Ja, produzieren. Ausgezeichnet. That means excellent. Now, how would you say the beer here is excellent? Remember? Excellent, ausgezeichnet. That's AUSGEZEICHNET. Ausgezeichnet. Beer is neuter. So to say the beer, which form of the word the will you need?
Das.
Ausgezeichnet. Das Bier. So, the beer here is excellent.
Das Bier hier ist ausgezeichnet.
Das stimmt. That's right. Das Bier hier ist ausgezeichnet. In Germany, beer is usually dark or light. So let's try, the beer is usually dark or light. As you may recall, Michel Thomas taught you gewöhnlich, meaning usually. He also mentioned dark, which is...
dunkel.
Ja, dunkel. And light?
Hell.
Good. Hell. Back to our sentence. The beer is usually dark or light.
Das Bier ist gewöhnlich dunkel oder hell.
Good. Das Bier ist gewöhnlich dunkel oder hell. Okay. Now what about Germany produces excellent beer? But before you try that, let's just take a look at the adjective excellent, ausgezeichnet. In this sentence, it sits directly in front of the word it is describing, excellent beer. So let's be agreeable and match it to the noun. In gender, beer is neuter, and in number, beer is singular. So ausgezeichnet gets an ES on the end. Excellent beer is therefore...
ausgezeichnetes Bier.
Ja, ausgezeichnetes Bier. But here's the good news. When an adjective is on its own, freestanding, as it was when you said, the beer here is excellent, then you have no worries, as there's no need to agree. So let's try that again. The beer here is excellent.
Das Bier hier ist ausgezeichnet.
Richtig. Das Bier hier ist ausgezeichnet. But now, Germany produces excellent beer. so remember to be agreeable.
Deutschland produziert ausgezeichnetes Bier.
Das stimmt, that's right. Deutschland produziert ausgezeichnetes Bier. And if weltweit means worldwide, how would you then build on and exports it worldwide?
Und exportiert es weltweit.
Deutschland produziert ausgezeichnetes Bier und exportiert es weltweit. Gut. Now, if cars are autos and cameras are cameras or Fotoapparate, how would you say that the Germans also produce good cars and cheap cameras? When your adjective is describing something in the plural, just add an E. So, they also produce good cars?
Sie produzieren auch gute Autos.
Sie produzieren auch gute Autos. And cheap cameras? Cheap is billig.
Und billige Kameras.
Und billige Kameras. A lot of English technical words are very similar in German. Business is global after all. So it won't surprise you that products are Produkte, that's capital P-R-O-D-U-K-T-E, Produkte. Now, if electrical is Elektro, how would you say electrical products?
Elektroprodukte.
Gut. Elektroprodukte. Waren are wares or goods. That's capital W-A-R-E-N. Waren. Now, as you know, Michel Thomas taught us fertig, meaning ready, finished. This also works for manufactured. So how would you say manufactured goods?
Fertigwaren.
Gut. Fertig waren. Okay, once you know that schreiben is to write, you'll now recognize the sign Schreibwarengeschäft. Geschäft, as you know, is shop. Schreibwaren, writing wares, meaning stationery. So, stationery shop, Schreibwarengeschäft. So, if spielen means to play, what would this be?
Ein Spielwarengeschäft für Kinder.
Yes, a children's toy shop. Ein Spielwarengeschäft. And finally, if to sell is verkaufen and leather is Leder, how would you say, do you sell good leatherware?
Verkaufen Sie gute Lederwaren?
Verkaufen Sie gute Lederwaren? Richtig. Did you remember to make your adjective good agreeable? Gute Lederwaren?